Welcome back, everyone, to episode 8 of the Strokes and Jokes podcast. Kevin Chappell shoots 59, 9 birdies in a row. Excellent performance. Carter has some more information.
Yeah, Kevin Chappell shot 59 on Friday of the military tribute at Greenbrier. Obviously, it ties the second lowest score in PGA Tour history. He also ties the most consecutive birdies, which is 9, obviously. He has been having problems with his back for the past 5 years. 10 months ago, he decided to get a surgery done back in November and did a fix and did them all feeling better. So this week was his first tournament back and shoot 71, 59 his first 2 days. I think that's pretty incredible coming back from his first tournament.
Yeah, I agree completely. So read an article, talk about the surgery he had. He had a microdiscectomy and a lamidectomy at the L5 to S1, which is pretty much just what's connecting the lumbar spine to the sacral spine. That's a huge, you know, that's a massive back surgery. I mean, this man literally possibly made the comeback of the century.
I mean, it's probably, I don't know if you'd go that far.
Tiger.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Tiger Woods
could get out of bed. I mean, this dude couldn't even get out of bed.
Tiger Woods cannot get out of bed before his surgery.
His mistress was lifting him out of bed, if I may say.
Ooh. Which one?
Exactly. But on a real note, you know, like you said, it's crazy. He lost feeling in his right leg. He said he couldn't walk. He consulted several doctors, and he decided it was time to pull the trigger. Respect to that, you know, pulling the trigger, getting that surgery done, comes out and shoots a 59, which is literally godly.
I like what you did there. Pull the trigger, shoot a 59. Respect. Pew, pew.
I mean.
But in that 59, 9 birdies in a row.
That's intense. What do you guys think about that?
I've never even had 4 birdies in a row. I've had 3, but never
dude,
had 4.
I feel
five,
I don't
six,
fucking
seven,
know
eight,
if
nine.
I've had 2.
I've had 2.
I think I've had 2, like, maybe
I want to see the car.
I play with Johnny Pitts.
He's and playing
fucking,
himself.
You might have had 2 hole-in-ones at a putt-putt course.
Oh, my gosh. I had.
Who won that
maybe.
Putt-putt that day? Jefferson, Ohio?
Who here has had a hole-in-one? Oh, just me.
Okay.
No,
absolutely.
No, actually, I have.
Yes.
Spencer Daniels has.
You've had a hole in one?
I've had a hole in one. I've said this.
Respect to that fist bump is what just happened.
Last time I said
folks.
It, I think we were at Bluffton Golf Club, and you were like, why don't you talk about it more often? And I was like, dude, it's just not something you bring up all the time.
Well,
it's
Gary
not
Schaefer,
that big of a deal.
Gary Schaefer brings it up.
Whoa. That's a once in a lifetime thing. You haven't had a hole in one, have you?
And you probably never
you
will.
You may
folks.
Never have a hole in one, but we've already done it. That's tough.
No,
there's
can.
A lot of things I've done right. that Carter hasn't, but we can't
okay,
talk about this.
Okay, we're golfers.
Things.
We're not harping on them. We're not harping on them. We're golfers. Everybody wants to have a hole-in-one.
I mean, Julian has literally been
cool
treating
experience.
Carter like his girlfriend all day, like trying to get us to leave him alone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we love you, bro.
Barely.
We're not picking on him.
We're not picking on him. We just love him, and we love giving him a hard time. Makes
tough.
You stronger.
He's saying that hole-in-ones aren't that special, and I'm just
I mean,
giving him some information.
Don't get me wrong,
it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a nice opportunity.
But, like,
it's
there's
fun.
Two different people who get hole-in-ones. There's Spencer Daniels, who respects that he gets a hole-in-one, and he doesn't talk about it that very often, except for those rare occasions. And then there's Dakota Pratt that brings it up in every conversation.
Don't be throwing my full name
to.
Out there like
Whoa.
That. That's my full government name.
I know your
it's in our bio, so.
I will never forget. It was
wow.
the
17th
hole at Bluffton Golf Club.
175 yards from the tips.
Iron.
Hit an 8-iron.
So I remember I was
I'm pretty
talking,
sure this is my hole in one I'd like to tell a story.
Okay, yeah, but when I heard about it, Jackson Wolf from
Jackson.
Texas that was on the team,
Hook
he, he told me, because Coda like called him or whatever, and I was with him and Mikey, and he said, and I quote, he probably hit it off a fucking tree.
No, Mason Jones said that.
No, I swear I thought it was Jackson.
Delusional. Let me tell you the story, right? We're at hole number 17.
So he hit the fucking tree.
And my golf coach was there. Let's just say that. My collegiate golf coach was there, so I had to show out. You know, it's just one of those things. Walk up with an 8-iron in hand. I'm really feeling good today. I was probably 1 or 2 over. I really was. I think I shot 36 that day. You know, I was probably 1 or 2 over. Okay, walk up to this hole. We'll just say I was 2 over. 8-iron in hand. I mean, I absolutely pure this 8-iron. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was absolutely flushed. I mean, it almost sounded like I didn't even hit the ball. It was just I swung and then the ball just magically got in the air somehow. But you know,
the club face.
The ball magically got in the
air. It was flush. Something Julian's never felt before. Oh. But it was absolutely flushed, okay? And this ball's flying. And I see it hit about 10 feet behind the pin. I'm like, all right, you know, not a big deal. And you already know me, top notch player. Shit ton of backspin. I mean, this thing literally zipped. And then I lost it. I honestly God thought the ball rolled off the front of the green.
Also
I had no idea.
Like a ridge that brings it down. So I don't know if that was spin or
shit ton of backspin. But
the green is
either
so
way, Coda got
so
a hole in one.
Telling you what, this ball, I swear to God, it rolled. Literally, I thought it was going to roll off the front. And I never saw it again. And I'm walking up and I'm like, dude, I messed up. Coach Craig's like, take it easy. Go look in the hole. He's trying to hype me down. He's trying to, you know, calm me down a little bit because I'm freaking the fuck out. I get up there and I'm like, it's not in the hole. He's like, go look in the goddamn hole. Like, he's freaking out on me. He's literally screaming at me. He got his phone out, acting all weird and shit. And I'm like, what's going on? And I was playing, you know, I was playing one of our team balls. So he had to put a picture of him on Facebook. And you already know my mom, gotta love her, but she put that shit over everything. Instagram, Facebook. I mean, I literally think she put some on Pinterest. And nobody follows her Pinterest. She put it everywhere. And, you know, my mom, Julie knows, she's all about hashtags. Cody got a hole one today at golf practice. Hashtag good kid. Hashtag college golf. Hashtag love him. Hashtag, what she called me? Mohegan. She calls me her little Mohegan boy because I'm somewhat Indian.
You're what? You're Mohegan?
She calls me her little
Mohegan boy.
Her little Mohegan boy, because you know my family is Cherokee. You know we have some Cherokee in our blood. Yes, you see the tattoos. I prove it. I've family tree. I family tree this shit.
Incredible.
I family tree this shit. But she called me her little Mohegan, and she put it all over Facebook. I'm telling you what, that shit blew up. It went viral.
I think my head.
I think we should get back on track.
Definitely gotta get back on topic. On topic, but back to what I was saying. 59, absolutely amazing. I mean that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, I think, what, only 15 guys have shot 59 or something like that?
10.
10 guys. That's amazing. And then we only have one.
That's
what?
On tour, though.
That's on tour. That's true.
I mean,
I don't think if you're shooting 59, you deserve to be on tour.
The only time people not on tour shoot 59 is either on 9 holes or they're playing by themselves on the weekend.
The weekend warriors.
Using the little foot wedge. Okay.
Gotta love
them. Let's backtrack.
Let's not call people out here.
Yeah. So that's our favorite.
You know who you are.
I don't know who is that.
All right, moving on.
Just say it, dude.
Back to the nine.
We're
birdies.
Savages here. This
back
is Strokes and Jokes
nine
podcast.
Birdies in a row.
We all know the weekend warriors are the people who use foot wedges.
Just I would like the
and
like
easy racers.
In the summertime, then I'm a weekend warrior. I love.
I would love to hear the first letter of the first name
I
of
love
this
how
person.
You just said
it wasn't at a direct.
He's getting. He can't even speak out. He knows. He knows.
It wasn't at a direct
it
person.
Hot
it was
in
to
here?
Our entire audience who may or may not use a foot wedge and using a racer on the scorecard at the end of the round.
Mm, I know. Yep.
Shit happens, man.
Sounds like somebody I played with in high school.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh.
I
will
at him,
fired.
But I
do
not remember
not
his
that.
Name. I know he went to Edison High School.
I don't remember. All right.
Do we have any? Okay, Kevin Chappell.
She's 59.
She's 59. Okay.
9 birdies in a row.
Brilliant score. 9 birdies are incredible. Amazing. How that must feel.
We will probably never know.
What is it, 10 months? 10 months? Is this 10 months
he's
after his recovery?
Yeah, so he said 10 months ago he couldn't even walk on his own. He was literally like bedridden, like on, yeah, couldn't walk.
He needs some milk.
Tell that motherfucker. Okay, I'm not going to bring up. I'm not going to bring up our team or anything, university name. Tell him to play 36 holes in one day.
Tell Kevin Chappell to play 36
I
holes.
Mean,
he had a double, 60, he had like a double spine surgery, and you probably cracked your hip. You probably just were tight muscles, and you called it. You called it.
I think
you could have played.
Do you require surgery?
I respect you, though, for what you do.
I don't require surgery. I didn't require surgery. I'm sorry.
All he needs to do is throw in a dip in the lip, give him a spit, and he'll be fine.
I need my fucking rest. I need my fucking rest, plain and simple.
All right.
Back on topic here.
Enough of the Greenbrier 59. You know, congratulations, Kevin Chappell. Shout out to you. You're a badass motherfucker for what you did. Let's talk about EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Ooh, okay.
It's in the game.
This is gonna
be that was
good
really
episode.
Good.
It's in the game. That was a little too deep.
That sounded
like
the Shrek character. It's like,
yeah.
Do the roar.
It's in the game. Dude, I got this voice down.
Do
really.
It.
You need to hear this shit. it's in the game.
No.
Dude, that's pretty fucking
okay.
Crazy.
Right?
So, yes,
right?
It's something slight.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Do we need
bro,
dude.
Okay. No fucking way.
Okay. Dude, you gotta stop saying that. They might think that like we're copyrighting them.
We are not affiliated to EA Sports. That is my voice.
So we bring up this topic because all of the new sports video games are coming out. All new video games are coming out. However, golf has been lacking on the quality video game for golf
for a long time. They have been on a hiatus.
Hiatus.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta stop using that word.
Yeah, that word.
Like .001% of the population knows what the fuck that means. Just saying.
I mean, it's not that big of a word, but either way, EA Sports have kind of dropped the ball.
Thank you.
On the EA Sports Golf franchise.
They also don't own the rights anymore.
Well, now they don't. That's why they dropped the ball. They dropped it down to HP Studios in Canada.
Quick stop. No, never again.
Canada.
Quick question, though. Go. Favorite EA Sports golf game?
It's
on the spot. Put it on the spot.
2013 Tiger Woods Masters Edition.
Masters Edition?
Well,
yeah. With Arnie on the cover? Am I thinking of the right one? Or am I thinking of the one where Ricky's on the cover?
Tiger Woods
Tigers is on
had
the cover.
A 2014 one, right? Is that the last one or no?
No, the
well,
last
Tiger was
one
on the cover with
Rory
Ricky
McIlroy.
Fowler at one point.
Yeah, the last one was Rory that you can
well,
get.
Which is amazing.
Tiger,
that game was amazing.
Yeah, but
yeah, that game.
The game's
it's
fine.
Okay.
It's
great.
Just you have my. There's.
I think they need more courses.
Well, like
it's
first
really
off,
more courses, more players.
The one on 2013.
We
have the one in 2013
yes.
on Xbox 360,
yep.
And they literally have. They have like 25 courses.
They need to throw Augusta on the.
It is.
It's on. Okay, because I know on the one I have, there's not Augusta, and that is absolutely.
This
was the Masters Edition.
This
one.
Golf game that he speaks
of
might be the hardest golf game I've ever laid my hands on.
Yep.
Like it might be harder than the actual game of golf.
It's a fucking blast.
The golf club.
We play.
We love it.
Well, no, we're talking about 2013.
Oh.
Right?
It's way difficult, more difficult than the golf club.
So we literally start. We started on Bethpage Black.
You're talking about Tiger, right?
Yeah, it was
no
2013.
Way.
I promise you, we started on.
You
Bethpage,
own it, right?
Yeah.
Bring it in. We gotta play
Xbox 360,
we gotta
and
play.
We played Bethpage Black, and we all took triple on the first hole, and we all had Tiger, Rory, Ricky, and I think we went triple.
Doesn't surprise me. If it's you, it's you guys. I'm the best PGA Tour golf player on Xbox,
my gosh.
Any console.
Oh my gosh.
We're not getting into this. All right,
we're not.
We know who wins.
Well, first off,
you've
we
never
all
beaten
know,
me.
We
you've
all
never
know that someone
me.
Plays
yes,
on arcade mode. He likes all the spin.
What?
Ooh.
I'll play.
Ooh.
I'll play straight up $100. I'll put it on the table
what?
Right now.
Fire.
I swear to God. But no, let's just okay. So we're talking about our favorite game, dude. Tiger PGA Tour 11. That's a good one. That's
remember.
A good one.
The
I haven't played any
EA's
of them in 2011. I had no idea what
golf
was.
Yeah.
2011, Spencer probably weighed 125 pounds and was a top corner in the league. Literally. Top
I
corner.
Mean,
the
I think
he
the
was
only
he was amazing. He ran
EA
a 4-4 shuttle.
The golf game I played is Rory McIlroy.
Religious.
4-6.
So, the
okay.
Big, what we're talking about, though, in the end is if anyone who's listening has played the golf club, which is the newest game
featuring the PGA Tour.
It's very lackluster in certain aspects. The graphics.
It's straight up. I love it.
It's a good game, but there's
extremely hard.
It's not that hard, but
I've seen you shoot over par multiple times on that game.
It
and I've also
though.
Shot 13 under par.
Never
16
seen it.
Under
I
par.
Never
have.
Seen it.
Oh, not 16. I've seen. Well,
I think the golf club is like the perfectly like challenging game. Like if you
I
don't play
it.
For a while, but
it is.
That's
you,
true.
If you
like
play for 2
realistic.
Weeks straight, you become a
dude.
God.
All it takes is for you to have one. Like all it takes is for a little break. I mean, when I first started playing, I was terrible. Got good, and then over the summer we played with some of our buddies, and I was just buns. I mean, it's crazy. You can go and shoot 70, and then you can go shoot 80.
It's
that,
all
it's
about
that,
the tempo. And like. I mean, there's obviously some things that the golf club can improve on, like graphics for sure, just some more courses other than just a couple of the TPC courses, and just some actual players in there where it's not just like custom.
No, I 100% agree. Sorry, I was enjoying my coffee.
And plus, I think it would be cool to add back some of the PGA Tour players. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of PGA Tour players that you could throw on there.
like Victor Hovland. I'd love to play as Victor Hovland. God, so if I saw that game, I could do.
Matt
I could
Wolf?
Do a double.
What if this
pulp?
Whole time they've just been waiting to just.
They don't own the rights, though.
A fucking masterpiece.
EA Sports doesn't own
well,
the rights.
They need to see a goddamn
own the
lawyer
rights to
for
what?
That.
When they don't own the rights to the PGA game.
They
anymore.
Lost it because they were so trash.
Yeah.
And when was the last time?
Because they're slow.
When was the last time EA Sports released a masterpiece in any sport? They have not released a good game in
who
years.
Who does Madden?
EA Sports. EA Sports is or Madden is not that great.
Yeah,
either.
I don't like playing Madden okay. either.
I'm
I haven't bought,
just,
I haven't bought Madden.
Madden has been the same
since Tom Brady was on the cover.
I'm also just bad. I'm just bad at Madden. So like,
I mean, they might as well have the same game and just update the roster and then do an update.
The last masterpiece that EA Sports ever created came in 2014. NCAA football.
Yes.
14.
No. That's what he was just. We
I
just talked
asked
about,
him
that.
About that.
Yeah,
no
we were just
shit.
Talking about that.
The fucking Heisman. I remember typing in my high school
isn't
name.
Isn't Denard Robinson on the cover of that?
Yeah, from the University of Michigan.
No,
he got laid out
Robert
by
Griffin III.
That's 2013.
No, yeah. That's NCAA 14.
14 is Denard Robinson. Played for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Birmingham Lions in the AFL.
No one cares.
Only thing I know about Denard Robinson is his ass got laid out by Jadeveon Clowney.
Dude,
I remember that bowl game.
Helmet out.
That.
Oh.
I mean, put this dude to sleep. He said bedtime,
that
motherfucker.
Was Denard Robinson.
Dude, NCAA, you can swing with a quarterback, be like almost out of bounds, turn around and sling that motherfucker
just,
70 goddamn yards.
I just love playing the dynasty mode and just building my team.
Playing in high school, and you could play as your high school team.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying
amazing.
Like as a coach, but then being your own player and like going through college and shit.
It's unbelievable.
We're talking
awesome.
About the ones with like the mascots and shit, right? Like
yes.
You can play mascot.
Oh, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, that was when I was a big D'Anthony Thomas Oregon Duck fan. I mean, I'm talking I would –
oh,
any
D'Anthony
chance
Thomas
I got,
is
I'd
one
be
my,
with
probably
ducks.
One of my favorite football players to
respect,
ever live.
RG3
was – hashtag run that.
Well.
Love that, man.
Or NCAA.
I know he was because I fucking loved that game.
That game was
looked at that. I looked at that cover every single day for like fucking 2 years straight, dude.
To all the viewers out there, I think we need to start a petition to bring back NCAA football.
I'm pretty sure that they already have. And
well, California's paying their players. Why can't they be in a video game?
Yeah, I guess since we're on the topic, let's talk about the new bill that California passed.
All right, yep. Yeah. I mean, let's just do it now. We're here. Let's get it done.
Did you see that Tim Tebow was against it?
Tim Tebow is extremely irrelevant to me.
He has no relevance in my life. I could give a fuck less
this
about
man,
that dude.
This man, how does he keep fucking popping back up in sports?
Minor
honestly,
league baseball.
I give him
he
plays he's a fucking legend.
He plays. He plays the minor leagues.
He goes
he
to
plays
college.
In Syracuse.
I mean, I don't
does
how
a pose in the end zone, and then he's popping back up in SportsCenter for the next fucking 10 years.
I mean, how does this dude get on these freaking broadcasts? Literally, what's this guy get? He pulls out his Bible, he reads a Bible verse, and he's on
dude,
a broadcast.
He's like the perfect human being, though.
I mean,
like all
the man
stuff.
Hasn't had. Never mind. I'm just
I mean,
there,
think about it. If
I'd love
you
to hear what you had to say. I feel like I know where that was going.
If you look at Tim Tebow, though, he is like the definition of like he's. He's done everything. He was a Heisman winner. He
was
played.
Did he not lead the Broncos to a playoff win though?
Right.
Come back, bro.
Wait, who did they beat again? All right, the Pittsburgh.
He
Steelers.
Threw a
dime.
He threw a slam.
He's had the most
route.
Legendary bust
literally.
Football career of all time.
I mean, he was a god at Florida.
He was a legend, bust
greatest
legend,
college football
brought the Broncos
player
to the
of all
playoffs.
Time.
I would not
he
say
really,
that.
He might be.
What? In what country?
For quarterbacks, at least.
What did he claim? What was he saying?
He said he's the greatest quarterback to ever play college football.
He's one of them.
Whoa.
And he's never
just
even
in his college
sniffed.
Career alone.
He hasn't sniffed the NFL in a long time.
We're talking about just his college career and his stats in college.
I don't agree.
Here either way.
So
I don't really know. I don't know. I never
California
really paid attention to him that much. But
passed a bill allowing student-athletes at colleges to sign endorsement deals and make profit off their own likeness. The NCAA has come out and said that it provides a recruiting advantage to like the schools in California, such as UCLA, USC.
They're
going to
be
Stanford.
Good as fuck.
And I mean,
they're going to be really good.
I like it. I think this should be a countrywide thing, and I think the NCAA is a corrupt organization.
And we've never talked on the podcast about athletes getting paid, but we all feel strongly about somehow that college athletes should somehow get compensation.
100%.
Because of
I disagree. 100%.
So, but your likeness and stuff should be able to be taken and used for a monetary value because, for example, Zion at Duke, there was no reason that because of his immense likeness where they had Zion cams and everything and they're putting...
That should be shut down.
When you're a college athlete and you are getting that much publicity and you're getting all of this going and you can't do a thing with it, and especially for college football, who you have to be in college, you have to go through two or three years of college before you can even turn pro.
For one, NFL athletes are overpaid by a long shot.
We're not talking about NFL athletes.
It doesn't matter. You think college kids should get paid. If they want to get paid, they need to make it to the NFL.
Okay, then if you think that, then they should be able to go straight from high school and skip college.
That's becoming a thing now, though.
I think that should, at least
for basketball.
I think that should absolutely be a thing.
That or only require them to play.
You got a guy like LeBron James. He said, forget college. I'm going to take the risk, and he's the greatest basketball player ever.
Dude,
took all the money and cars from the colleges and deuced out of there. All
right, so I'm just going to give my entire opinion on college athletes getting paid.
Make it quick.
Okay.
So you got all these college athletes skipping games, skipping their bowl games.
Yeah, for their
20, 30 years ago.
Okay, that
bothers
me too.
Listen.
I get that one.
20, 30 years ago, people actually had pride and teamwork.
There's loyalty.
Bowl games used to be, one last time, going out with my teammates, one time with the brothers, one last game. And people are skipping that just to keep healthy in case of an ankle injury, whatever injury it is, to get to the NFL.
Let me tell you something.
Everybody's worried about themselves. They're selfish. It's all money craze. They need to get off of it. They shouldn't be selling their jerseys. They shouldn't be selling footballs with their name on it. They need to stop all of that. They should just have a number and a blank patch on the back of the jersey. That's a perfect world, but, I mean, I know it's not going to be like that, but at the same time, they should not be getting paid.
Tight end. University of Michigan. 2 years ago against the Florida Gators in the bowl game. Jake Butt.
He was a good football player.
He was one of the best tight ends coming in the draft that year. And something really bad knee injury that he lost millions of dollars.
It doesn't matter. You can hurt your ankle. He can walk down the stairs in the morning for a bowl of cereal and fucking fall down the stairs and break his legs. It's straight up facts. A football game, dude, people play them all the time and they don't get hurt. It's a chance that everybody takes on the football field.
Okay, but why take that chance costing you millions of dollars?
Because that's the whole mindset. It's costing you millions of dollars. That should not be the mindset going into a football game if you're a college player.
In a perfect world and things aren't the way
they
used to be.
And the reason some people play football is to get out of situations they've been in where they don't have the money.
They're not in a situation if they're a college and their college is getting paid for. And if you've ever seen Oregon football, all that Nike gear, they're living such like plush lives. It's not even funny.
What about their family at home?
Okay,
I agree with that.
Shit happens. Some people.
But
just
if it's
have
avoidable, they
got to
make that decision. And I agree with Carter.
So, just
on that standpoint.
So you would risk getting injured in that final game over millions of dollars that could go to help your family who's struggling in a poverty situation.
If I had a heart, yes.
All right, we're gonna stop on this topic because it's just getting out of hand.
It's just dedication. Everybody has their opinion. I just watched a video last week of a guy talking about it. He talks about it on his YouTube channel. Millions of people have watched it.
All
right,
everybody's right. Everybody's wrong. Everyone's got their own opinion, and that doesn't matter. I'd like to.
I can see the other side that college athletes can get paid. I can see the other side, but I'm leaning towards the side that they should not.
And that's fair. Right. And
yeah.
that's
and
fair.
I think we should leave it how it is.
Yeah, we
move
should.
On.
It's a lose lose situation.
Move on from that.
People are in shitty situations, and they can go to the NFL and make it out. But
end of conversation.
No, good for them.
I'd like to give props to Julian Carter on calling Tim Tebow the number one quarterback of all time because all it took was a quick search to show that Tim Tebow is indeed the number one college quarterback of all time. And I feel stupid, but...
Ooh, Peyton Manning, Tennessee.
Number two.
Like that.
Matt Leinhart, number three. Tommy Frazier, number four. Vince Young, number five. Sean Watson,
Vince
number six.
Young.
I don't know if I agree with Sean Watson,
Whoa.
Number six. I do have him starting quarterback on my fantasy team, and he had a hell of
a
week.
That's a little... That's
I mean, they're going to put Deshaun Watson over John freaking Elway.
That's
I mean,
steep.
I don't know what kind of career in college of John Elway.
I have no clue.
You're going to like this one, though. Jameis Winston. He's
he
had 15.
The 2000.
Where's Cam Newton?
Cam Newton is not even. 19.
The 2004 or 2013 or 14 FSU team down there in Florida might be one of the greatest college football teams of all time.
Oh,
it's in the top five.
What do you guys think about Michael Vick's speed? Do you guys think he's one of the like top 10 fastest NFL players to ever play the game?
Dude, if the dude
can throw the ball.
If you ever played like Madden 07, the one that he was on the cover in the Falcons uniform.
Well, it's a legitimate fact he is like number 9. And of all time in the NFL. I had no idea he was that fast.
He's that fast. And
he wasn't fast enough, though, to get away from the cops when
obviously neither was Jameis when he was stealing crab legs.
You don't
want to go down that road because we will end you. It'll be bedtime if you keep going down that road. All right, but let's talk about our third topic here, the new season on tour. Let's talk about the new season. I know we kind of talked about that before, but let's talk about that again. So, with the break and everything, since we didn't really get to talk that much about it.
I don't think there was a break.
What?
What?
There was a slight break. Enough break for them to probably go on.
It's not really an off-season.
It was like a 3-day off-season.
It's enough for them to go
really
on a vacation with their family.
Let's
be honest. Those guys can take a break whenever the fuck they want.
Well, and, like,
some of them can afford to.
Well, when we talked to Jake Neen about it, he said, all of the, you know, the top, if you honestly make the FedEx Cup, if you make the first tournament, you have enough money where you are financially stable at least.
But right?
And so these guys can take 2 weeks off. They can take a couple weeks off. I just think.
But can they? Because Jordan Spieth 2 years ago got fined for not playing enough events.
There's no way. How? Explain that. I'd love to actually know about
no,
that.
No, he did get
because
fined.
He
unbelievable.
He played one
That's
less than event
up.
That he was supposed to, and he would have played an extra one if he actually made it to the Tour Championship.
They're saying that you're practically like saying that he is being owned by the PGA Tour. That's unbelievable.
Well, because
in a sense.
You have to. The PGA Tour requires you to pull. I forget how many tournaments.
It's something because
it
there's full exemption status. Partial status and no status. And
after doing all this podcast stuff and these interviews, I'm realizing professional golf is really shitty.
That's what he was saying.
A million tours just to get you there, and once you're there, you get fucked on. That's terrible.
Think about it.
Think about it. And we talked to Jake about it. It's like from being literally on the Korn Ferry Tour to being on all those mini tours.
It's a huge the quality of the golf is not different really. It's just getting to that step and qualifying, and I mean you go. So Jake said that he went and pre-qualified for Q School for the Korn Ferry Tour. If he made that, I'm assuming that qualifier for the pre-qualifier was like at least $1,000 just to get into the tournament. And then once you get to like the actual qualifying school, it's like $5,000 and up for these entry fees.
It's
outrageous.
And for someone, I mean, even if you had a part-time job, like, dude, part-time jobs aren't paying $5,000 for your fee.
They pay the monthly loan bill.
It really makes you realize, like, how incredible, like, these top dogs really are.
Exactly.
I mean, no off-season, you know, they're constantly, like, rules are changing. Professional golf, I mean, seriously, there's got to be something done. And it's just so difficult with, you know, you got these guys on the Korn Ferry Tour that are shooting these good numbers, and they slip up one time.
And boom.
They pay $1,000 entry
gone
fee.
Gone forever. Aaron
you know,
Hernandez.
They don't make it. They lose that $1,000, don't make a dollar back, and next thing you know, they're back in the couch in their mom's house with nothing to do.
Well, like,
and
crazy.
They can walk out on a golf course and shoot 64, and, you know, they just can't afford it. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. So I'm reading this article here, and it was talking about when Jordan Spieth missed that tournament, and this says he's required to play in a minimum of 25 events.
I did know that.
That is
that
unbelievable.
Was what it was.
He played in 24 events. He missed the players, and they throw on a $20,000 fine. I mean, the dude's played in 24 events. You're telling me he hasn't paid his dues?
Does that count cuts, I wonder?
Yes.
As long
as you show up and try, then it counts.
I mean, they're literally saying that the PGA didn't expect Spieth to be sitting out of any tournaments. I mean, the dude missed one tournament. He missed the FedEx
Cup.
Think
about that.
And that's just because he had such a crappy year.
If you look at that.
Damn, that's unbelievable. They're working them.
There's 52 weeks in a year. Think about playing seven.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
half the
rough,
year you're
roughly
playing golf.
72 holes.
And they're 4-day tournaments.
And if you think about
you
it,
make
though,
it all the way through.
We play more than 52 weeks a year at golf.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. If Jordan Spieth plays in a minimum of 25 events, he is playing 1,800 holes of golf.
Is that four rounds, two rounds?
It's four rounds. It's 72. We're talking about
so
if he makes every cut. If he makes every cut.
That just hurt my
head.
I bet
a lot of them
how
do
many
more
holes?
Than that, too,
1,800, and they're going to find this dude because he only played. Sorry, guys. My math
just
is kind of tough.
It would have been 1,728.
Either way,
what Julian said.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this dude played in over he played over 1,000 holes of golf.
No,
and they're
going to
throw on a $20,000
yeah,
fine because
he
missed one tournament.
You know what I was thinking. Julian's like, yeah.
What happened?
No, he was like doing the math, and I was like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's to the math.
We couldn't even add up the darts. We couldn't even add up our score.
We were playing darts, dude, and I had to get out of calculator.
We had to get out of calculator. We had to get out of calculator to add up, like, 25 plus 75. I swear we did.
A flaw with the school
system.
Obviously,
we know that now.
A
flaw with the school system. So when I was younger, I was amazing at math. We did all these charts and everything, and I was always the fastest one to get through them.
When they gave you the little 100.
Yeah, and you had to stand. It was always. You guys ever play like around the world where you went around the class and it was like speed? You get like the kid stands up and you go against them.
Well, like we used to get these tests.
I bully kids that way.
Oh, I was amazing.
We used to get these tests and it would be like 10 plus 2. Just like easy problems. And there's 100 of them.
You could get them under a minute.
And you had, yeah. And you already know if you're the first one done, you take that paper and you turn it around and slam it on the desk to make the loudest noise.
I was never that kid.
I do that in college.
I hated those kids.
I just did what I could to pass the class so my mom wouldn't spank me.
See,
I love you, Nicole.
That's kind of that was deep.
I'm just playing.
I'm just playing.
That never happened.
Paper smack thing. I do that now.
Yeah, we know. That's why. That's why we grill you. That's why we grill you to another level.
Dude, elementary school. One day I have a kid. I'm telling them, you have a good time. Have a good time. Enjoy it.
I'm gonna be the
parent.
I'm gonna be the parent.
Report card, go for it. As long as you don't get held back, then I might be pretty.
I'm literally gonna be the dad that tells my kids, you know, if you want to have a party, do it at the house.
If you wanna,
you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, you know, if you're 16, 17 years old and you have a girlfriend, I was like, if you wanna have sex, do it. Just wrap it before you tap it. That's all I gotta say.
Wow. Okay, we went from flaws to the school system.
Wrap
to
your
wrap
willy
it
before you get
it.
Silly.
Wow. Whoa.
Carter's
whoa.
Never wrapped his willy though.
Somebody's speakers just got blown in the car.
I'm so sorry.
We're gonna have to edit that out.
Yeah. No way.
No, I think we gotta keep that. That's like
I tell you right now, when a good old when a good old Richard is listening to this on whatever business trip he's taking,
I hope he laughs.
He might mute your stupid ass laugh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Honestly, I might cry. That might have been the funniest part of all this. Is Carter's
shout laugh. Out to that girl at Top Golf tonight, Stephanie. I think that's
wow.
I really hope her name's Stephanie because we had a good talk about a lot of crazy things that I really didn't want to talk about. But shout out to her for subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts. That was pretty badass.
Make sure you do the same and leave a review.
But I'm going to be honest with you, it was probably just because she wanted that tip. I really do. She's probably never going to listen
dude,
to our podcast.
We loaded her pocket.
Well,
okay.
Mean,
no,
except
that
for
is
you.
Not true.
Except for you.
$20 trip.
Trip.
I only tipped $3. Julian tipped how
I
much?
Tipped five.
Yeah.
Michael tipped seven. Carter?
Like $3.
How much did you tip, Spencer?
Zero.
Not a damn
zero.
Thing.
She made $20 off us for an hour and a half of giving us water and beer.
Yeah, we did have two full pitchers of Bud Light, which was amazing.
Between two people who were of age.
I am 21 indeed. July. Never mind. I am 21 indeed, and that beer was fantastic. Shout out to Bud Light. That shit was awesome.
Sponsor us, please.
All right.
No affiliation at the moment.
Any more comments on, you know, Jordan Spieth and his endeavors?
The whole process with that is interesting because, like we talked to Jake about on the last one, was they're so busy throughout the year playing golf, especially when you're on the mini tours and everything. It's like they don't really have an off season. So, like, we talked about how much golf is too much golf, and it's really impressive that there are so many people in the world who just are so amazing at golf and just do it all the time and just try to be pro, even though it seems like the most difficult thing on the planet from what everyone says.
I have a preposition.
So frustrating.
I mean, golf is extremely hard.
What if the PGA Tour did a 11th month season, They give the entire or they
oh, I have an amazing idea.
Or they do a 10-month season. They give them December off, or they give them December and January off.
Yeah, but what about, like, the President's Cup?
Yeah, and what about the tournaments over in, like, Mexico, right?
I don't think the President's Cup happened in December.
I thought the President's Cup was in December.
I don't know.
Don't those tournaments like that, like the WGC and, like, the one in Mexico, don't those happen in the wintertime?
That's in March.
Like, yeah, those are, yeah.
All right, that's fair. Thank you.
Somewhat. I mean, it's not a great season, but.
I think they should just give them some time off. I mean, I really do. I mean, if the NFL, the NBA can have a 6-7 month season.
Listen to this idea, though.
Yeah.
This might be legendary.
What if they did like the NFL and just had like a bye week or two throughout the year?
Yes.
Every month or so.
So this is going to be crazy, but, you know, imagination is just
running. Bear with them.
But listen to this. What if the PGA split tour players into a certain amount of groups, like, you know, 20 groups or so, and had like players for the team, just like a college guys, and, you know, they can play like their top five in each like tournament?
So it'd be like NASCAR.
And listen, like, these kids go to college, right, play D1, and, like, you have all these guys, and then they have a draft.
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
fucking golf draft. That way it takes off the entry fees people can grind in college when they, you know, they get, like, a scholarship and everything. Think about the money, so much money.
So much more match play events.
Match play events. People love it.
What do you do about majors, though? Let them play solo for just the majors only. And
just Augusta. No one cares about the other majors.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Any major at St. Andrews is
absolutely a joke. It was you.
Joke. Whatever.
Ba-doom.
All right.
Yeah. We got
everyone's
wrap
opinion
up.
Is in. We are going to wrap this one up. Thank you for listening. You keep stroking and joking, and we'll do the same.